I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. President Obama gathered with other NATO leaders in Portugal today. The main topic up for discussion at the two-day summit in Lisbon is Afghanistan. NATO is expected to endorse a U.S. plan that would transfer responsibility for security to Afghan forces over the next 3 years. Even so, there's simmering opposition to the war in many NATO countries. Here's more from The World's Laura Lynch.
While leaders gathered in Lisbon, former Lance Corporal Joe Glenton walked up to the Prime Minister's doorstep at 10 Downing Street in London and handed back his military medal. Glenton served in Afghanistan, then went to jail for 9 months for refusing a second tour in 2007. Now an anti-war activist, he says NATO should end the mission quickly.
There's a real upswell of awareness now among military families and among the military and among the people in this country that this conflict has kind of turned into a face-saving exercise, and that's why it's being dragged out. This is an expensive, messy, gory face-saving exercise, and that's quite clear to people.
In Britain and other countries that are part of the Afghanistan coalition, there's plenty of public opposition to the war. It's one of the reasons President Obama has been careful about defining the goals for the summit.
I look forward to working with our NATO and our ISAF partners as we move towards a new phase, a transition to Afghan responsibility that begins in 2011, with Afghan forces taking the lead for security across Afghanistan by 2014. So this summit is an important opportunity for us to align an approach to transition in Afghanistan.
So the focus is on transition instead of an open-ended combat mission. No surprise, then, that the Secretary General of NATO, Anders Fogh Rasmussen, is making it sound like the task is going smoothly.
We are seeing concrete progress on the ground right now in Afghanistan. We have sent in more international troops, and it has a clear impact on the situation in Afghanistan. We are now attacking Taliban strongholds in the south of Afghanistan, in Helmand and Kandahar, and we have seen clear progress.
Today and tomorrow, leaders will look at how to reshape the job in Afghanistan, especially as some nations start to pull out their soldiers. Britain's Defense Secretary Liam Fox is promising his country's troops will stick around after 2014, but not as a fighting force.
We certainly don't want to be in a combat role. We understand and have been trying to encourage other NATO countries to ensure that there is a sufficient training force to get the Afghan forces themselves up to a level of competence so that they can manage their security. But even then, after 2014, when the Afghan government takes control, they're going to require help and advice.
Aid agencies have been voicing their concerns over the way the planned handover is being prepared. Ashley Jackson is head of policy for Oxfam in Afghanistan. She says the International Security Assistance Force and American troops are making a mistake.
ISAF, in particular, U.S. Special Forces are arming community defense militias. And these are, you know, local militias, ex-Mujahideen, fighters from the Civil War, to fight the Taliban. You know, this is even more concerning because the accountability is almost non-existent. The vetting of these forces is almost non-existent. And this could, you know, in the long term, lead to greater instability.
But with Afghan President Hamid Karzai openly criticizing the alliance, it's unlikely leaders will want to slow the efforts to hand over authority to Afghans. Whatever happens this weekend, Michael Clark of the Royal United Services Institute in London says it won't be easy to find a graceful exit.
Afghanistan has damaged NATO. It has. When NATO took on Afghanistan in a big way in 2005, it talked up the importance of the decision as a test of the new NATO, and by and large, it's failed that test.
Leaders in Lisbon may not agree with that sentiment. All the same, they plan to come away from this meeting with a new plan that they hope will lead them out of an even longer war in Afghanistan. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.